Tell me what this money means to the Wrangell School District.
Well, it's not just the Wrangell School District, it's the Wrangell community, and we're just all very elated that we've got this money through Congress. It would have just caused a great deal of pain and suffering if we'd have had to reduce our school district. We would have had to probably reduce about 8 teaching positions and maybe a couple of classified had we not got the money. So we're all very well. We're very excited. We're happy. It's just a great thing.
Had you identified what positions would be cut, what programs would be affected?
No, we had not. The school board actually and the borough assembly actually kind of went out on a limb this year, and with the hopes that this thing would pass. We would have been able to make it through this year somehow, but next year would have been devastating.
In terms of how this affects schools around the regions, I know how another district is doing can affect you folks in terms of teaching resources and extracurricular activities, competitive sports, etc. What do you think this funding resumption and increase in funding means to Southeast as a region?
Well, I think it's certainly stabilizes our education program in Southeast Alaska. We're surrounded by the Tongass Forest in many of our school districts, and we don't have any tax base as a result of that. So this money helps support schools. Without it, we would have had to cut sports programs. All of our activities would have had to been curtailed. We'd have had to cut staff, teachers. Our teacher-pupil ratios would have increased. It would have been devastating to communities because that's a lot of money from each community as well that would come out of the economy.
In terms of looking towards the future, there's extra money this year. There will be a little less next year and on down, a four-year phase out. What happens then to your school district?
Well, that hasn't been determined what we're going to do with the extra money, but the suggestion that's been made by our borough mayor and my school board also talked about working with the borough assembly to put some of that money aside so that at the end of our four-year period we have a cushion, and then we will also probably go back to Washington, D.C. to lobby again for continuation of this program. My community, I think, believes that if they would let us use the timber, then we wouldn't need the money. If they're going to isolate us and not let us use the timber for any kind of economy, then they need to continue to pay us from federal dollars. So we'll have a cushion, and I believe we'll have a cushion. That's a political decision that the politicians will make, but I think that's pretty much what everybody has agreed upon just in informal conversations in 4 years, and we'll certainly be after the federal government to continue this program unless they let us cut some trees.
Are there other factors that are affecting funding for the Wrangell schools?
Well, we have declining enrollment, and that's also a part of, in my view, a part of not being able to use the forest as we should. When the year or so before I came to Wrangell in 1997, there were about 560 students in school. And this year we're counting 300 and about 22. We haven't made the final count yet, but that's we're looking at half of our student body has gone away in about the last 15 years, and it's because there are no jobs here. We used to have two sawmills that ran two shifts each, and our sawmill, the only sawmill we have left, closed its doors last November. So we're surrounded by trees. But we're not able to access those trees, and there's just no jobs.